As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Guys, welcome back to season 7 of Potted Together.
Hey!
Oh, I just got butterflies.
Yay!
Hi. It's been a while. Truth be told, we did just like chat for a while, but you know, that's how we do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're not going to mention it, are we?
I think we should just go with what our heart is telling us to do.
Basically, we added another tier on our Patreon and we just did a little chat for that. That's all.
Yeah. That's all.
It's just a little bonus chat every week, and it's not super long, but it's just a little extra content if you're wanting that, because we are trying to be more structured this season.
Yeah, we'll see how that goes.
We're getting the random shit we talk about, stuff we talk about out of the way, but we're recording it. So yes. If you want to join in our randomness,
it's very
pop
random.
Culture, all this other stuff.
Yeah, we talked about... pop culture, gossip. We talked about TV shows. Just the typical randomness.
Reality TV. Yeah.
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 So, but we're still going to chat in these episodes. It's just, it was maybe a little much. So we're channeling it.
Hills has a little much.
We're channeling it somewhere else. So anyway, Adam is leading the episode. So take it away.
Oh, take it away. Today we're just going to kind of do an update. I think that our season premieres are always this kind of way, but it literally has been a break. Like we have taken a break because one of us birthed an entire human.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
And while she's not been taking a break from life, we just like kind of checked out of work.
Yeah.
So I thought we'd do a little just see where we are with our plants, our collection, how we're feeling. Mm-hmm. Get a little real. I don't know.
Yeah.
Not real as in like Instagram reels. R-E-A-L.
Get a little Instagram reel content. I'm like, yeah, content.
Content.
Everything is content.
Everything is content.
Oh man.
Who wants to go first?
Yeah.
I don't care.
Well,
Nicole doesn't care.
Okay, I'll go first. So it's really hot in Illinois, and it's hot in Missouri too, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
And it is hot in Arizona.
And it is always hot in Arizona. But yeah, so I'm just really happy that I don't have to work outside, because all I've been thinking about today is like all the animals and all the like people that don't have homes. Like, are they at a cooling center? Are they in water? Are they okay? Because we have a lot of space in my house, so we can like take in all the animals and maybe a couple people.
Oh, is it? So it's that hot, huh?
Like yeah,
that.
It's a bit dangerous.
It's like breaking records. So I think the last time it was this hot was like the 40s on record. But it's mainly because of the humidity. The humidity mm-hmm. is like over 80%. And that's like worse than the tropics, like worse than the rainforest. Like you go outside and you physically can't breathe. Like, I'm not being dramatic. It's bad.
Mm-hmm. Glasses so, fog up.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm hoping that everybody's staying safe and that, you know, everybody's okay because it's a doozy. But like Becca said earlier in our Patreon catch up, it's going to like drop into the 70s this weekend, which blows my mind because I'm sure we've talked about this before, but like climate change is so real. I just remember being young and having the seasons and it like the gradual change in temperature. And that's mm-hmm. what we should be used to. But like this like 115 degree heat index down to 78 is wild. Like, how does that even happen? You know?
Yeah, major whiplash.
Yeah. So anyway, I didn't do anything this summer. Oh, go ahead.
I was just gonna say, like, what are some main points that you did during the break? But you have done stuff. You've been hanging out with Bree. You went to Galena. You started yourself on fire. Like all of these things.
Okay. True. That's another thing I'm going to talk about over on Patreon in September was I had a little incident at work last weekend and mm-hmm. I'm being a little careful about what I say about it on a public podcast, but I'm okay. It was a little traumatizing. It was a lot traumatizing. And if you want to listen to the full story, head over to Patreon or don't, or DM me and I'll tell you. But
for legal reasons, Nicole is having to be hush.
Yeah, exactly. But I did go to like some new plant shops. I hung out with Bree. Well, recently we went to Galena because I think the other times we hung out, I actually talked about it on the podcast or maybe it was Patreon. But we went to Galena a few weeks ago and I absolutely love Galena so much. The weather was perfect. It was just so nice. And she had never been there. So I was like showing her all the things. And we decided to do a ghost tour, which I didn't tell you guys about this.
Spoopy. Mm-mm. I saw the photos.
You saw the photos. Well, Bree has, she can like, you know, she has a little bit of this channeling energy. Okay. So she was telling me about this before going on the ghost tour. And I was like, you let me know if you feel something. We are out of there. Okay. I mean, we are just going to book it. Like, I don't care what we paid. We don't have to do it. And she's like, okay. So first stop on this ghost tour is a freaking cemetery. And ooh. I don't know like how much listeners know about Galena, Illinois, but it is like one of the oldest, if not the oldest town in Illinois. Mm-hmm. So dating back to like early 1800s. Okay. These graves are old. Mm. And so the tour guide is really sweet. And she whips out this box of equipment to contact the spirits in the cemetery. Mm. And I mean, like very much like electronic, like dowsing rods and the like frequency machines. And right away I was just like, I'm kind of not feeling this.
Like, no.
Yeah.
I don't know if we should be. So we weren't allowed to go in the cemetery for like all the right reasons. Like that's kind of disrespectful, you know, but we were outside of the cemetery and people are like super into it and they're like going along the fence and they're doing it. And I took one of the tools and me and Bree kind of walked away and I was like, I'm kind of not feeling this. And she's like, yeah, I don't think we should be trying to talk to the ghosts, you know?
Yeah.
So we didn't. We just like pretended we were doing it. And then we get back on the bus and she's kind of taking us around town, telling us the history of some of these buildings. And then we stop at this little house that was like a shack. And she said it was, you know, very old, 1800s. We went inside. And as soon as we walked inside, and it's funny because there were some deer outside. So I was recording a video of the deer and you can hear Bree in the background being like, I don't like it. I don't like it. I don't like it.
I don't like this one bit.
She's like, I was like, oh, you don't feel, you don't like, you don't, you're good. And she's like, no, I'm not good. And I was like, okay, we gotta go. And then I started feeling like dizzy and I was like, we need to get out of here. Like, I need to get out of here. So we like stepped out. We weren't part of this whole ghost tour.
What if
tour
they like attached themselves to you and like follow you?
It was creepy. I know. I was like, maybe this wasn't such a good idea. When I booked it, I assumed it was going to be like a bus tour, but I didn't think we were going to be getting off the bus and like interacting with spirits. I wouldn't have signed up for it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's a bit close.
It's a bit much. But yeah, other than that, like it was a really good time. It was a lot of fun. She liked Galena. We might go back because it's like halfway point between the both of us. So it's like perfect. Well, we rented this Airbnb that was also a little creepy. It was above a shop. And the first thing I told her was, I read the reviews. It's got great reviews, but it wasn't super clean. It was very old, but it was the right price. It was like under $100 and we were like right in the center of town. But it was fun. It was a good time. We had a lot of fun. But that's really the only thing that I did. I didn't go on any vacations or anything this year. Me and Mia went to go tour University of Michigan in Ann Arbor. Mm-hmm. That was kind of cool. I think that was like the furthest I've traveled all summer. Really cool school. Have either of you been there? Like to tour it? Yeah, I really like the town. Like the town is very cute. Lots to do. Seems pretty safe.
How far of a drive was that from you?
It was like 4.5-5 hours.
Okay. So not like far enough that she couldn't come home for like some weekends.
Right.
But far enough to be away, you know?
Far enough to be away. Yeah.
That's a good distance.
Yeah, I feel like it is. Because it's like, I don't know. I have not gone away to college. I know you guys kind of have. But it's like when you go away to college and you're living on campus, it's like, don't you kind of want to be far from your parents? Like, don't you want that independence? And I don't know.
Yes.
I definitely want her to stay close, but I'm not gonna put that energy out there, you know, whatever she wants to do.
Yeah. I feel like it forces you to be more independent when you are further away.
You for sure. Yeah.
I mean, I was like 45 minutes from my parents, but I was like, I want to be independent. So I really didn't visit very often. My mom still is sad about that.
Aww. Your sister's really far.
Yeah, my sister's like 6 hours. And she still comes home on weekends, you know, like certain.
Oh, that's not that bad. I forget that it's Arizona, California. Yeah, that's not that bad.
Yeah, I feel like that's a good distance. But Adam, how far were you from your hometown?
Oh, it was like a 2-hour drive. Okay. Like an hour and a half, 2-hour drive. For my freshman year, I went home every single weekend.
Did you?
Because I was just the shy introvert that didn't know how to make friends or scared to. So like, I was at school just to do schoolwork. I didn't really have a social life. And then I went home every weekend.
Mm-hmm. Which is common if you live close. I mean,
because
that's your comfort. Mm-hmm. That is your comfort. But I think, going out of state or multiple hours away is like the true college experience for sure. Cause you can't just like any second hop in a car and go home.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's all I did really this summer. Couple little things here and there, but it's been busy. It's a busy wedding season. So I can't really do much.
This is your busy time of year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What about you guys?
Becca, do you want to go?
Yeah, there's not much. So this will be quick.
Just got the parasite hanging around, latching on.
Sustaining the baby. She's the parasite is still in the home. So just kidding. Yeah, Nora is great. She is such a good baby. I don't want to sound, I don't want to make anybody feel like bad about their situation. But she's been really easy, honestly, and very chill baby. Just one of those babies that just kind of like sits there, and she like wants to eat a lot, which she's an infant. So that makes sense.
Same. But, yeah. I mean, for me.
Yeah. I mean, I got an appetite too. But yeah, like postpartum has been really easy in terms of taking care of her. It's been a lot harder in terms of taking care of me, which I've talked on Instagram a little bit, but like I'm dealing with some postpartum anxiety and depression. I recently started taking Zoloft and It's just something that like so many women have messaged me about and said that like not enough people talk about. And I feel very open about it because it's like, I dealt with these two things before, but now it's like in the different brand. Now it's the postpartum kind.
So
I kind of expected it, but also it kind of surprised me too. So it's been interesting, but I do feel like it's almost like I kind of forgot about how low I felt now that I'm on this medication because it has made me feel so much better.
That's good.
Yeah, I'm on week two. So I think this is like the euphoria week. Like you feel like really good and then it'll balance out. So that's what I've heard. But everybody reacts differently. But yeah, I mean, it was just at my 6 week appointment, I didn't feel like I was feeling anything too bad. And then by like 8 weeks, it hit me pretty tough. And it was just hard. I was just noticing like I didn't want to go out anymore. I didn't want to shower, you know, all these things that I was like, I want to take care of myself and like be active and whatever. I just didn't want to anymore. And when you have like, you know, the sleep deprivation and everything else, new life transitions, it's a lot harder to use your typical coping mechanisms. So I'm trying something new this time and we'll see how it goes. But I do feel a lot better and like more positive and
good.
Yeah.
Less spiraling.
I was, she's sleeping for a little bit longer periods of time. So it's like 4 or 5 hours at a time now at night. And it's just like amazing. Like I think that also helps. But I was just having a hard time falling asleep because I got like, quote unquote, a full night's rest in like 4 hours. Because it was so much more than what I was used to.
I mean,
everybody is like, oh, newborn sleep so much better than pregnancy sleep. And I'm like, nah, absolutely not. That is not true. But I lost like 4 weeks of the third trimester. So actually, I might have gotten to the point where newborn sleep would have felt way better than pregnancy sleep. But I was still sleeping pretty good for the most part. So anyway, yeah, it's been an adjustment to say the least. Like really, it has been hard, but she's so worth it and she's so beautiful and just the sweetest, cuddliest baby. And she's growing up. She's just getting bigger and bigger. And it's really
she is.
I feel like every time I see a picture, it's like, wow, she's gotten so much bigger. Like every single one. Like even if it's just a week apart, it's just wild how quickly they grow.
I know. She's 10 pounds. 10 pounds a baby.
10 pounds a baby. Dang.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, she's just so cute. She's so cute.
And,
yeah. Each day she looks like me or she looks like Daniel. And, like, I think she's just, like, a perfect combination of both of us. And, I still don't know if I'm ever going to show her face online. But, like, in some videos, like, her profile is showing or, you know, like, little glimpses. Like, that might happen as she gets a little older. But I might be a little bit less rigid about it. But for now, I'm still like, nah, I've gone this long without showing her. Like, I don't really feel like I need to.
Yeah.
But I've always said, like, I'm not going to, like, I don't know, make sure she's not home if I'm filming. So if she happens to be seen, okay. Right. But yeah, I don't know. I'm still like navigating all of that. It's like a weird like mama bear thing.
It is because it's not only like, well, yeah, ultimately it is about you protecting your kids. But like the internet's such a weird place, you know, like sometimes my mind spirals and I think like, should I go back and delete all the videos I've done with my kids and just or private them and save them for myself, you know, because it is. It's just like a weird thing. Plus, her being this age, she can't really consent to being online. So it's like, that's a whole other layer, you know? So I get it. I totally get it.
Yeah. Yeah. That was one of the things that I was spiraling about the most, like in the beginning was, and not that anybody made me feel like this, but postpartum emotions are wild. But I was just like, people are going to feel entitled to see her. Like they're going to think that they like deserve to see her and like no one deserves to see her. Like it was just like over the top and like I would be like weeping to Daniel and he's like, it's really not that, like it's okay. Like it's, you know, he was doing his best, but I was like, like weeping over the thought of somebody thinking that they like deserved to see a photo of her. I'm like, yeah. Oh God, I was really going through it.
That's wild. You know, like thinking about that to the way of like, I know it's not the same, but like the royal family when they have babies and they're expected to like come out the day, the next day.
Oh my gosh.
And like do photos in front of all of the press.
Yes. No. How awful is like, that?
I can't imagine how they feel. It's horrible. But then I guess at some point you just have to just shut that down because it's like, well, but that's just weird, you know, to think about. I never really thought about that.
Yeah. Like in the documentary where Megan's like, I wanted to be with my baby. I didn't want to put on this show for the press, you know, mm-hmm. And she put them heels on. She did it anyway. But I'm like, I don't know. Like, you probably couldn't get me to do that shit. And that's why I would never be a part of the royal family. But
yeah, that's the only reason.
Yeah.
The only reason.
I take all the money.
Yeah, so it has been definitely a roller coaster to say the least, and I do plan on making a fourth trimester video, but that's all I've been up to, honestly. Like, I've been going to like some mom things, like events and stuff, trying to make friends, but that's been my life.
Yeah.
Well, I just want to say that I am proud of you for putting yourself first. Well, maybe not first, but like recognizing and being like, look, something needs to help because like I can't do this on my own. So kudos to you.
Thank you.
100%.
Yeah.
I don't think. Sorry. Are you done? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You've been all over the place.
Have I?
Well, Kelly. You're a Cali goer now.
Yeah. Well, I took a birthday trip to San Francisco in June. Like, that was fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I got invited out to the DC plant swap by my friend Ryan, which was also really fun. He invited me out to like just kind of give he did this really beautiful presentation on like my journey with plants, my YouTube, the podcast, this one included.
Yeah.
And there were so many people there that were just like, I love the podcast, which is still so wild to me. But like Janice was there. Hi, Janice, if you're listening.
Hi.
but yeah, it was really fun. So I went to DC for that. DC, what a great city. I know a lot of I've the times been. We like, associated with like politics and stuff, but it is such a nice pedestrian city. Like you could move there and never need a vehicle.
Ooh, yeah, that's
like
wow.
I was hopping on city bikes that were riding them for like 4 or 5 miles, and they were like $1.70. I was like, wow. What?
Yeah, that's
like
great.
Hopping on scooters. Like they were just everywhere. It was just so accessible. So, and lots of great food. So it was a cool place.
Fun.
Good times. And then, and then hopped over to LA for another birthday trip.
So like, what were you in California for this last time? What were you out there for?
Jesse, my friend Jesse, who's from the Let's Talk Hawaii podcast. Mm-hmm. It was her birthday was last weekend.
Okay.
Kind of like a little birthday trip. Cool. We did some fun things, saw a lot of Taylor Swift stuff. I told myself I wasn't going to talk about Taylor Swift.
Oh, but why did you tell yourself that?
Because I think people get annoyed. They're like, when did this become a Taylor Swift fan podcast?
Well, you got me here, so, you know, it's not
true.
Okay, but I like her, but not like you guys.
Yeah.
You know, and the thing is, I wasn't like that until like this year. Like something has come over me.
Me neither.
Like,
I've always been
in the blood of Taylor.
Yeah, it's same. It's the social media. It's the social media exposure that we've had. You know,
But you know, then the conspiracy theory in me sits here and thinks like, has this all been planned? Like, were there think tanks out there and data collected to be like, this is how we can really get like the entire world, like, because I feel like there's been a lot of people like me who was like, yeah, she was cool, but like I'm not obsessed, but I'm teetering there, like it's getting a little too close for my comfort.
Okay, well, like, I gotta ask you,
why am I like this?
Let me just ask you one quick question. Like, would you have shown up to what's his face's wedding? like the other crazy people in the street? Okay, I wouldn't have either. That was wild.
Ooh, that's a
wild.
Like borderline strange behavior. That is strange behavior.
So many people. There were so many people.
Yeah,
I was just like, I couldn't imagine living that life either. That's why if I'm ever rich and famous, I want to be like R.L. Stein, rich and famous, because you know that man has a lot of money.
Yeah, I
but
love
I could
R.L.
sit
Stein.
Next to his ass in a restaurant, and I would not even know that I was sitting next to R.L. Stein.
Authors, like they really do have it all.
Yes, yes, 100%.
Yeah, like I'm trying to think of who are the other ones. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Authors, that's the kind of rich I want to be.
Yeah.
But then I don't want to do that work because I don't like writing. So
hire a ghostwriter. If you have enough money, just hire a ghostwriter.
Britney Spears autobiography coming out in October.
Okay, but did she really write it? Okay, now we're venturing back into the Patreon podcast thing we were talking about.
We'll take a step back. But yeah, so the California trips were fun. I did go to a Korean day spa, which was a new experience.
Saw that.
It was fun until like you got sectioned off into like the male female only sections. Then it was a bit predatory, but such is the gay community when you're around saunas and bathing suits are prohibited. So that was a little
you had to be naked in there.
Oh, yeah. But like, there were signs everywhere that was like, no bathing suits allowed.
Why is that, though?
I have heard
because,
this about...
Like, in Korea, these things are normal. And, like, going to a day spa is like a bathhouse, like a shower kind of thing. Like, people do it. Sometimes they don't even have... like Lydia said, sometimes people don't even have showers in their homes. Like, they just go to these things after work, relax. But there is, like... a co-ed section that you have like an outfit that you have to wear. I'll talk more about it in our Patreon episode.
Okay.
But
okay.
Yeah.
I want to hear about
separate,
it.
The separate male-female areas prohibited. You could wear a towel or like your shorts, but like you couldn't go into the hot tub with anything on. You had to be naked.
Oh my gosh. So you're just walking around cupping it? Like, my God. Well, you can't
you just gotta let it hang.
Yeah, because then you'd look weak. Like, these are men.
I put a towel around myself. A little preview. I put a towel around myself, but the towel was so tiny, it felt like I was wearing a hand towel, and it wouldn't even latch. So, like, my confidence was already low because I'm like, well, I can't even. I have to hold this. I have to hold both ends in a fist, and I'm like, am I that fat that I can't?
Oh, stop. And then,
anyway, my whole thigh was exposed while wearing the towel.
Not the thigh.
Like, it was not the thigh.
Not the thigh.
But then,
I mean, Adam, like, if you were to go to Korea, like, I think you might stick out a little bit. Like,
possibly.
You're a little tall.
Like, maybe the towels weren't made for Western size men. I don't know.
But that was, that was an experience.
Oh, I bet it was.
But it was fun. It was fun. But then I got to go to Unsolicited Plant Talks, which is April Mall's house, greenhouses, Hoya Haven. I just love that place.
Wow. So, very cool. Fun.
So yeah, that's a good transition into our chat today, which is now the plant section. Look at us. Even at before us. 30 minutes. Look at
us. I mean, and I'm going to shave a little bit of it down. So we're probably around 25 minutes, folks.
Who would have thought?
Who is structured this season? Us. It's us. Okay.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay, so let's get down to brass tacks and talk about our plants, where we're at after the summer, like how we're feeling, the good, the bad, whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know who wants to start.
You pick.
I just burped. I'm sorry. Let's go with you, Nicole. You know, what's your relationship with your plants? Only because you posted your shelves and you admitted they were a little sparse. And you were wanting to go shopping.
Yeah. Well, okay. So let me start with my plants that I have outside.
The cactus.
I think, dare I say it, this might be the last year I bring my plants outside.
Really?
Because, well, okay, so I don't know if it's this summer. I haven't had, like, the best relationship with my plants over the past few months. I've just kind of been neglecting them for reasons I can't even say. Like, I don't know genuinely why I'm not into them right now. I'm just not. But, like, even outside... And it could be that I'm working a lot, because I am working a lot. I think I have like 10 weddings in August. Like, my other shooter is working weddings too. Mm-hmm. So it's, and then I'm editing all day during the week, you know?
Yeah.
So you
have another person shooting the weddings, but do you still do all the editing?
Correct. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So I just haven't been outside a lot lately, you know? Like, July was an okay month, but like August has been poof. But my cactus outside, like last summer and the year before that, I was very into them. Like, I'd literally water them every other day. I'd be pulling the cobwebs off of them. We'd be rearranging. I went out there yesterday to look at them. And my mom's like, do you want me to soak your cactus? Because they haven't gotten water in like 5 days. And I was like, shit. Like, I'm forgetting about them, you know? Mm-hmm. And I'm looking at them and I'm like, okay, I'm going to take another photo maybe this week, because I took a photo when I first brought them out, but I'm not noticing a lot of new growth. I don't know what it is. I'm not sure, but I'm thinking like the work it takes to bring them out and to bring them in, because I do like to repot if I feel it's necessary, or like use diatomaceous earth or whatever. It's just a lot of work, and I don't know if I want to do it next year. I may change my mind, but that's where I'm at right now. The spiders are setting up shop, you guys. Like, there are...
On the cactus?
They are just going from cactus to cactus, living their best life. And I just don't even care. I'm just like, hey, it's yours. Take it. You know? Like, do your thing, chicken wing. But yeah, so I'm kind of like thinking about when I want to bring them back in. And that's another reason why my shelves might be a little sparse, because I do still have a lot of cactus outside. But I posted that photo on Instagram because we were getting our basement stairs redone. So we tore the carpet up because it was just, the owners before us had dogs, and I think that it's just a little smelly. So we ripped the carpet up. And we got somebody to come out and like lay vinyl flooring for us. And that was the day before that happened, because I was thinking, I was like, they're going to have to do some sanding. Dust is going to get everywhere. So I moved all of my plants like to another room and I took a photo of empty shelves. The amount of DMs I got, people were like, are you moving again? What happened? Did you sell them all? And I was like, wow, you guys are very invested in these empty shelves. Like, can I just be cleaning? Yeah, I think I scared Adam, because he was like, what is happening? And I was like, well, I left Jay and I got into a big fight with my mom. And I was like, I'm going to go stay at Taylor Swift's New York house. She said I could come stay with her.
She had my heart racing until she said, I contacted Taylor and she's letting me stay at her house in New York. And I was like, okay. But like, she was like, Jay and I are separating. I'm not talking to my mom. I'm so upset with her. Yeah. And like, my heart, you know, when you like start reading something, like I felt it beating. And I was like, oh God. No.
I'm sorry.
And then she said the Taylor Swift line. I was like, you bitch.
Yeah. Mia's like, you should have kept it going. I was like, I can't do that.
Not the relationship.
Yeah, not the relationship. Too invested. But yeah, my shelves are a little scarce, and I kind of got like, once I cleaned them off and put my stuff back, I was like, "Oh, I have a lot of space on these shelves." Like, even when I bring my cactus in, I'm going to have quite a bit of space. So I was like, maybe going plant shopping will like spark some joy. But I never went. So I think I have plans with a friend to go to a plant shop in the coming weeks. I think next week we actually planned it. So we'll see. We'll see if I cop something from the plant shop next week. But yeah, so that's that. I don't know.
It could be fun. Like I have, not to like pull focus, but I have gotten a Pilea peperomioides because I think we were chatting about this like towards the end of last season. I was like, you know, maybe I should try that again. Cause like a lot of the plants like that, I kind of just, and now it like kind of went to all Hoya.
Yeah.
But I'm loving watching this Pilea grow.
Okay.
I put it in pond, you know? So I'm like, okay, well maybe pond. Cause I didn't have it in pond before, but yeah. Mm-hmm. It's kind of fun.
Mine
to like
died.
Go back to like, that was my first ever wishlist plant, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I remember when that thing was so popular. I had one literally up until the day I cleaned my shelves. It just like fell over and I was like, I probably could have saved it, but I just didn't care to,
you know, it's okay.
But yeah, so I was going to ask you that. That's a good segue. Cause I was going to ask you, I noticed like most of your collection is Hoya. So like, how are you feeling about philodendron and like, I know you still have a few, but like, do you miss having such a like wide variety of plant species, or are you content with your Hoya?
I am content with my Hoya, but what I'm struggling with now is that I have these big aeroids that I don't know what to do with. Mm-hmm. And it's not like... Yeah, that's where I'm struggling, because like my Thai constellation, I do love it, but it is literally taking up the entire window, and we're at a point now where it can't grow anymore. And if it does, like I have to make a decision, but then I don't want to cut it up because then it'll get weird, you know?
Yeah, we talked about this before. I feel like we've been at that point with that.
And then I
want to
sell, and I wouldn't mind selling it, but then there's also this like point of pride with that plant in particular, because like that was one of my first import, that was my first import plant ever. I did a YouTube video on it and I still have it along with my white wizard.
Yeah.
But like, I'm kind of feeling over those, but then I don't want to just like give them away to someone, because I want to make sure that whoever takes it is going to put the same amount of love and care into it. And so it's like, then you really need someone with like a little skin in the game.
Right.
But then I don't know what to do there, because that feels a little greedy. Like I bought that Thai constellation for $35 and I've put five years of effort into it. But
you've put a lot of value into the plant though. Like,
yeah,
it's a lot of money on investment moment.
Yeah. A lot of time and a lot of money, because, hey, you've fertilized, you've repotted, you've up potted. A lot of time.
Yeah.
Watering that bitch.
So I just like, my relationship with aeroids like is not, I don't know. I still love them. It's just like, I would rather use that space for like different types of Hoya that I want to grow now, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So do you, oh, sorry.
I was going to say like the Phoenix Botanical Garden, like, do you think maybe they would, okay, accept like a donation, but then I think, are they going to monitor it, or is somebody going to like prop lift? That's my concern. Yeah.
Maybe you, well, Phoenix doesn't really have that space, but Tucson does, which I want to go visit the Tucson Botanical Garden again. So maybe we should do that, guys.
Yeah. I have contacts there.
Link up. Because, you know, when we went that first time, I loved it. But then I also think back to our episode with Rose, where she said that she worked at a botanical garden and that they wouldn't accept anything other than like actual species, which the Thai constellation is a cultivar of the Monstera, but it was, I don't know if that's considered a species, and it would love to see it in a botanical garden and like growing up and huge, but like, don't, I don't know if they would accept it.
Don't they have a Thai there though?
I don't think so.
I don't remember seeing a Thai. It was a lot of orchids.
Yeah.
Okay. Where did we go that we saw a big Thai in a pot outside of a restaurant? Well, that's not part of the conservatory.
That was in St. Louis, but that was an elbow.
That was an elbow.
And they were guarding that plant.
Yeah.
Like, they saw us looking at it, and they had a staff person, like, literally standing next to the pot watching us. And we're like, we're not going to take a cutting. We're just looking.
Yeah. And that was it. We're just trying to get these ticks off of us, okay?
I know.
We'll sit down and get these ticks. But like, that's another thing, is my elbow. Like, yeah, I love it. It has history, like heart-shaped leaves. Rachel sent me a cutting. Yeah. It did nothing for a year, and now it's this giant, beautiful plant. Mm-hmm. But like, I don't really want it anymore because I don't love the way that they grow. If you're not like sticking on top of like making sure it's like perfect and like, you know,
straight.
Yeah. It's not like, I don't know. And that seems dumb because it's like we're bringing nature into our homes, but I just, the aesthetic of aeroids is not my thing unless you're like Sydney Plant Guy or Jake the Plant Guy who grow these beautiful aeroids on these poles that are just like perfectly aligned. And mine just aren't doing that, you know? So, but I also don't know what to do about that. So it's like, I'm taking care of them out of obligation, but I don't know if that necessarily is the best thing. Mm-hmm. And I can't ship either of those things, you know, like I can't offer that for sale to ship. Cause like how? No.
Yeah. It would be scary for sure.
Yeah.
And I feel
like, why does it feel like giving away the tie or selling the tie would be like giving a little piece of me away? I don't know why I'm struggling with that, but because I do love it, but I was like, I don't know.
Well, because of the time you got them, who you got them from, like that all holds sentiment. Like the tie constellation was such a popular plant, you know, at the time that we got that. Well, I just recently got one and I love mine so much, but, at the time that you got it, you know, and like all the care you put into it, like, of course it's going to feel that way, you know? But also you're right for not wanting to just give it to just anyone. I feel like someone who spends a little bit more money on a plant is going to care a little bit more for said plant. That's just my opinion. I don't know. Yeah, because you're invested in it, you know?
Yeah.
It's like the rehoming fee with pets. Like,
do a
rehoming fee. Like, just to, I don't know. I've heard people say, like, just to make sure that somebody has some skin in the game, or like they at least have the money to come up with a rehoming fee or something. I don't know all about the ethics of all of this, but that's just what I've seen a lot of people do with pets.
Well, yeah. And then I think like future goals would be to have some sort of like plant shop, some brick and mortar space, but also supplementing with like the online sales for Hoya that I do with the green plant. And I was like, oh, well, that'd be really beautiful in like a shop. So then I kind of hold on to it because I'm like, oh, you know,
like as a decor piece. It could go in a shop. Yeah.
Yeah. But then I'm also like, it's freaking huge. So like it takes up a good footprint.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Humble brag. Let me give you some encouragement on that front. But this is what I tell my friends, my plant friends online. It's not the only tie constellation to ever exist. Like, just because this one is that big does not mean that you can't get another one in a few years and it'll get that big again. Like,
yeah, that's true.
It's not the only one to ever exist. So, I mean, you can replicate the experience.
But in that same thought, you did only spend $35 on that plant and it's freaking huge.
Yeah. It is gorge.
But you could probably spend like $50 now and still get a pretty good size one, you know?
Yeah.
With the market.
Yeah.
I don't know. I wouldn't want you to hold on. It's like holding on to craft supplies because you might use it in some
later.
Like years down the line, you might need this hot glue stick. So you hold on to it. And it's like, oh.
Girl, your motto, though, has stuck with me ever since you said it. If I can replace it for under $10 in 10 minutes, it's out of here. And I literally, like, every time I'm cleaning something out, I'm like, nope. Like, I can just go pick that up.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know?
Well, yeah, where I'm kind of feeling like I should probably rehome it or get rid of it is that when I like took it to the shower to water and kind of like left it in there for a while, because you leave it in there to like drain. And then I like to saturate it a little and then come back with some fertilizer, you know, so the fertilizer absorbs into like whatever. But when I walked out into the living room and it wasn't there blocking the window, I was like, oh, this feels so much more open. Mm-hmm. Like it was like this like feeling of like, oh, this feels nice. Like I can see out the window.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, okay, well, if I'm feeling that way, then maybe I should follow that instinct and like maybe figure out where those should go.
Yeah.
Can you, and maybe we've talked about this before, I feel like we have, but can you put it in the guest bedroom with like a Soltec light? Like, do, yeah, a, I mean, I do a De La Plants move, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
You could, I mean, but it's like going to take work because it's going to keep growing and you're going to have to find some way to bind it up. And
right, right.
Oof.
Yeah.
It is gorgeous though, but it's just like, you know, I don't know. We'll figure it out.
Have you found yourself excited to like get your hands on a new Hoya species? Okay, because I was in a plant shop the other day and I saw, wait, when was this? Why didn't I buy a plant? Oh, I was dropping off stickers for Mia to sell. That's right. It was a shop I was already in. But she had a few Hoyas that I hadn't heard of. And like a part of me wanted to take photos of it and send them to you and be like, look at this new species. And I'm probably like, he probably has like five of them. Like, what are you doing, Nicole?
No, you should have. But yeah, I am excited, but I don't keep a wish list and I'm not constantly looking.
Okay.
But I've never been that way.
Yeah.
But because I would never stop, like that would be an obsession of like, you remember how we all were when we started with plants, you know, we were always in the big box stores. We were looking for new things all the time. But I have had this desire to like try to do more difficult things like the thin leafed Hoya, the ones that have different types of blooms. Cause I want to like see these like variations in blooms. I've been more geared towards the blooms now than the foliage, which was weird because when I was first starting with Hoyas, it was like all foliage, you know, because I always, I mean, there's even videos where I was like, oh, I'm never going to see blooms. So like, I always just go off the foliage.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, okay, let me look at these blooms and let me try to like figure out how I can make this bloom. So it's like a different challenge, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like you're now a true Hoya collector because I remember when I first got into like Hoya lore, it was like you look up a photo of a Hoya and it's only of the flowers, and I was like, oh, okay, but like it's never gonna flower, so I don't care.
I know. That's how I was. I think that's like where my goal, like where I've kind of shifted is like, plus like all, you know, it's also difficult having a shop because you don't want to get rid of anything. Like if something's not bringing you joy, you're like, well, that's, you know, someone out there would like that.
Right.
But you know, I went really deep in the Lacanosas. That's no surprise. And now I'm kind of like not over Lacanosa, but I'm like,
they're so pretty.
I don't need an entire, you know, 4 foot wide, three shelves full of Lacanosa, you know?
Yeah.
But then I don't know if I could pare it down.
Side note, one piece of equipment that we have to buy this year is a new chair for Becca.
I'm trying so hard not to move that much, but I'm feeling so wiggly and it's like
we're gonna get right on that. You're gonna get yourself a new chair for that buttocks.
I mean,
no, it's okay. I can, as long as you're not
pregnant anymore, get your ass on the floor, all right?
Okay, but then like I started sitting in a desk and I'm like, wow, this is what people do? Like, this is way more comfortable than sitting on the floor. My God.
Yeah.
But I mean, as long as you're not talking while it's squeaking, it's fine because I could easily cut it out. But
yeah.
I just thought to nototate that. Okay?
I'm happy to buy a new chair on Potted Together's dime. I mean,
okay, good. It's the first piece of equipment we're getting. Okay, so are you done, Adam, about your like you want to talk about anything? Because I kind of just like interviewed you there, which was weird.
No,
but anyway,
that's fine. Okay. I did a little rearranging with some plants because, you know, our goal in the front room is to have a tiki bar eventually. I don't know if we talked about that in season 6.
Yes, we did. Or maybe
so
on
I've
Patreon.
I've cleared spaces for that to begin.
Ooh.
So that felt good to like kind of declutter an area that was like all plants. And yeah, so.
But also Hoya surrounding a tiki bar, like it's fucking perfect. Like, come on.
I know.
It's going to be perfect.
And Steve's like wanting to get some Dracaena, some like to give it more tropical vibes, and they can take a little less light, you know, some of the taller Dracaenas. So.
Yeah, those can be his plants that he has to take
care
of.
I know.
Yeah,
exactly.
There you go.
Little chores.
Cool. So I don't know when, you know, what will come of all of that, but you know, still have lots of Hoya. Mm-hmm. I have gotten like the waterings down. So like it's a little tough in the summer because everything's drying out a lot quicker, but
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ugh. Yeah, I'm feeling good about it.
Yeah. All right. What about you, Becca? How's your plant collection doing since little Miss Nora joined? Is she helping you with the chores? Are we getting her on the payroll?
Yeah. What's the deal? Is she earning her keep?
Yeah,
she's on payroll, you guys. No. I basically do plant chores while wearing her. So like baby wearing has been the move for me. Just strap her on and run around and do things. So I've got a couple carriers that I really love. If anybody is interested, I love the Solly baby wrap. It's like super. I think she likes that one the most. It's like very soft and like it's a soft wrap. So it's like really stretchy fabric. And then I have the Wild Bird Aerial Carrier, which is like the dupe, quote unquote dupe for the Artie Pop. I don't know if you guys are in like baby carrier lore, but the Artie Pop is like $500 or $600. It's like insane expensive. And the Aerial Carrier, it wasn't like super cheap, but it was not $500. So those are the two that I use the most, and it's really, really great. So I just strap her on and do my chores. At this point, I am just mainly watering. Like, I'm just sustaining things. And I have thought to myself a couple of times, what if I just hired somebody to water my plants for me? Like, just for a little while. Which then makes me think, like, do I have too many? Which, yes, of course I have too many. But at the same time, like, this is my job to have my... I'm like so torn, you know, because if I was not in my current job, I probably would have pared down a lot more because it is a lot. And I have lost like maybe 5 plants since she was born, which it really is not that much considering that I had like 130.
And so, considering that you like went into surprise labor unprepared.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's actually pretty impressive, if you ask me.
Thank you very much. I am pretty proud. And I mean, some of them do look a little bit worse for wear, I'll admit, but they are doing pretty well for the most part. And I think that's really the plants that I've chosen. Like, I don't have wildly needy plants, and those plants that are like that are in a contained environment where they stay moist for a bit longer because it's so humid in there. I'm talking about my anthurium specifically. Like, all of my anthurium look amazing. Like, they have not even been affected by this. It's as if they had no idea that I had a baby and had neglected them. Yeah, like, who's that? But Nora loves looking into the cabinet. Like, it's the cutest thing.
She does.
That's so cute.
She loves the cabinet. And I think it's just because of the lights. Like, I'm not thinking that she, like, loves plants, but she loves looking into the cabinet, and she loves the plant room. And like whenever we go in there, she like is instantly like calmed. Like, yeah, if she's like upset and like Daniel's like trying to make her feel better, like he'll walk in there and she usually will stop crying. And
I'm going to say it's the plants. Oh,
yeah.
I think it has something.
She's feeling the nature, you know?
Yeah.
For sure.
I think it has something to do with like somebody told me that if your baby is like inconsolably crying, like take them outside and they usually like just stop. Obviously not for every baby, but like that helps. And I think that my plant room is basically a being outside with how full it is. So maybe it's like a similar like feel. It's like much brighter in there. But yeah, so we hang out in there and again, I'm basically just sustaining things. So I'm watering, and I mean, if I did hire someone to water, like, I just feel like that'd be weird because, like, I'm there and I would be watching them do it. And, like, I'm, like, feeding my child.
You're doing that wrong. Okay.
Yeah. It's just.
Sir, you going to water that a little bit better?
Yeah. I just feel like it's weird. But at the same time, I'm like, oh, all my videos, I'm just watering my plants. But you know what? That's what I'm doing right now. Like, that's
the season you're in, you know?
Yeah. And people have been super cool about it. I mean, I unfortunately, and this was like hard on me, but like I didn't really get to take a maternity leave because this was unexpected when she came, and I didn't really have any content prepared. And like most people living in the day of our Lord 2024 in America, I don't have paid maternity leave. I'm also self-employed, though, so that's a big reason why. But,
yeah,
you know, I can't afford to take weeks and weeks and weeks off from working. So I've had to sort of find a way to keep filming and taking care of my plants, which in a way has given me a little bit of purpose, but it has also really stressed me out. I'll be honest, I've been like pretty stressed about keeping content up and everything, which really the reason that my plants are being taken care of is because I need content. And so take that as you will. I mean, if it wasn't for my YouTube channel, I think there would be a lot more dead plants in this house, just because it's hard to take care of something else, a plant, when you're taking care of a baby and then somehow also taking care of yourself in your house. It's like, I honestly, and you can look back at my videos, like I knew that I was being naive. I knew it. But at the same time, like I really didn't feel like much would change. But I was thinking about the later baby stages. I wasn't thinking about newborn, you know?
Not only that, though, I think we underestimate just how much our bodies go through when we give birth and how much of a change it can have on our mental state.
Mm-hmm.
And that just one thing can set things into a little bit of a spiral, you know?
Yes.
But also, can I address the elephant in the room? Has Nora been to the greenhouse yet?
It's like not safe for her to be in there because it's so hot.
Oh, but I'm sure it's like 200 degrees in there now.
Yeah. Okay. Let Daniel and I both agreed. We hate the greenhouse. It is the bane of our existence. Like, we hate it. We wish we never started. It's just so. It's just not fun anymore. Like, it's been like a year and a half and it's still not done. And it's just not fun, you know? Like, and I just don't know how much it would cost to like just hire someone to finish it. There's like, it's like a bunch of little things, but like they're time consuming and it's annoying. And like, I want to abandon it, but that would be so stupid. But at the same time, I'm like, fuck, I hate this greenhouse so much.
Hire
and
somebody.
The hate,
just
and the hate.
Hire.
Yes. Yeah. Because the hate behind it is the work that. It's you doing it by yourself. Like, it's that's not an easy task. Mm-hmm. And you were pregnant, you know?
Yeah.
So I agree. I say hire someone if you're able to. And ask for
piece by piece.
Piece by piece. And ask for help because I'm not that far. I don't know how much I could do. But like, fall's coming up. I have a little bit of time, so I'm just putting it out there again. But I do get it, though. Like, when something is just like lingering, a project just lingers and you feel like you have to finish it because you started it and it's on your channel. Like, it, I can understand how that could be very annoying.
Yeah. It's not like a sewing project that I'm just going to abandon. Like, this is I built a house, essentially.
Yeah.
It's big. It's really big. And I have so many regrets. I did not need to make it that big. I would have been done by now for sure. Like,
but Becca, it's so beautiful though, Becca.
It is. It is. So I took her out there because we had, like, my family came out, you know, when she was born. And I wanted to show my parents like what I was doing up until I gave birth.
Literally hours.
Hours before, yes. And it's just little things, and it's just annoying things, like technical things, like installing the heating, installing the ventilation. It's just like, I want to throw money at it, but when you don't have money to throw at it, it's like, what can you do? Like, let me open a credit card for De La Plants. Like, I almost might, just because it's like, So, not to get, I'm like a little too open about it, but honestly, it's like, this isn't real. Like, don't take on this huge project and then get pregnant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I should have waited. Like, I don't know. I should have, could have, would have. Like, it's fine, but we are over it.
That's a Taylor Swift song, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is a Taylor Swift song. It's a great one.
Should have said no. Should have gone home. Should have thought twice before I built a fucking greenhouse.
Oh man. So if now I don't want to operate in the shoulda, coulda, woulda, but if you would have, like, would you have rather just bought a pre-built one and just like been like, let's lay the pad, slap a pre-built one on here? I should have never.
Yes.
Yeah.
3,000%. I should have done that.
I get it. But also at the same time, like, this is going to be around for a while. And yeah. One day you're going to look back and be very proud of yourself. Yeah. I'm proud of you for it.
Thank
you. Even though the little things are done. Like,
yeah.
But yeah, I mean, maybe price it out. You can get free quotes to be like, hey, how much is it going to cost? Although I know you haven't had the best of luck, but I feel like the one guy that you had out for the electricity was a D-bag. So
was a,
like,
yeah, Luke.
So that's the greenhouse, and I do really hope that by fall it can be done. But here's the best update of them all. Okay. Fiber internet is coming to my area.
No.
Yeah. Do we have a date yet?
Do we have a date?
Well, have I not told you guys this at all? Yes, I
have.
You've
told us, okay, that it's coming. Yeah.
Yeah, you said it's coming to the area. You got on a list. You prepaid something. And then I was like, ooh,
we can maybe do live stream stuff again.
Yes.
We can. But absolutely. I think it's happening. Like, yeah, without giving too many details, it is happening. I'm very excited. And we were thinking, like, oh, are we going to have to, like, retrofit something in our house? Because our house is not made for this. Like, we're like, oh, shoot. So I don't know, maybe another month or two, but probably before winter, fingers crossed.
Oh my gosh. Snap.
So that's going to make
my
life
feel like a whole new human.
I literally will sit here with a web page for like a minute while it loads. And that is just my normal.
Oh my gosh.
Like, I don't know what other forms of internet are like, you know?
That's taking me back to junior high and looking up naughty sites on the computer. Just like, one line at a time is loading on the picture.
Yeah. I was thinking,
forget about video. We just had pictures, folks. All right. 3.5 floppy A disks with pictures. All right.
Oh my God.
I was thinking of LimeWire and like downloading all the songs illegally. No. And it just taking forever.
Yeah. That's what we're working
with. Okay. Well, that is really fun, especially since we're considering possibly doing another live stream party-ish thing once we hit 200 patrons. So that would be fun. That would be fun. Not that we had many technical difficulties last time, which was impressive on our part. But
I do wonder if my video was fuzzy the whole time. There's just like so many things. Like, I'll try to do Zoom stuff with like my patrons, and like my Zoom is cutting out the whole time, and I'm like, this is horrible. But okay, so yeah, as far as the plants, my anthurium seeds sprouted, and I have probably like 15 or 20, which is crazy.
Crazy. Yeah, I think I have like 6.
Yeah, that's so cool. I don't know how many are going to make it to the next stage. Like, sorry, my chair. I feel like... I feel like maybe half will, but they look really healthy, so they all could potentially, which I'm a
that's
little
exciting.
I'm a little nervous about be doing some giveaways. And like, I probably should have sold some of the seeds. Like, I just honestly didn't think that I would get that many, and then that they would work.
I didn't
either. I felt so sketchy by like selling seeds because you can't guarantee that they're going to sprout, but I guess that's the risk. Right, like,
yeah, but though these were some fertile myrtles, like, I can't believe that I was able to successfully sprout anthurium seeds. Like, I'm shook.
Yeah, and I'm about to rub some more flowers together. So,
rubbing.
I know my clarinervium,
brown chicken, brown cow.
My clarinervium is ready, and I think probably by tomorrow she'll be like pretty ready to receive. And this feels so weird. And then my crystallinum magnificum cross has pollen right now. So I'm probably just going to be able to rub the flowers together. I don't even have to do anything artificial.
No. Dang. One's ready to disperse and one's ready to receive.
It's getting very naughty on this podcast.
Oh, man. Well, that makes me think. So let's wrap up our pot. Let's wrap up today's episode. But I want to wrap up by kind of saying, what's one plant that you're not liking first, and then one plant that you're absolutely loving? And I'll go first if you want me to.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. One plant that I'm hating right now is my Albo Syngonium, which is, she's dead. She is dead.
She's dead.
And I just slowly watched her die. I was just like, yeah, it's happening. I just it was one of those things that I was like, I'm kind of over you. I don't want to move this giant pot into the shower and water it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, so I still have her. Mine's doing great, and that came off yours. So yeah. she's going strong.
She lives on
to tell the story.
In one plant that I'm loving right now, I'm going to say a species because it's Hoya pandurata. I have like four or five different forms and I love it.
Ooh.
Love it. And it grows so well. It's like in the family of the polyneura complex. It kind of has a similar growth pattern, different shaped leaf. The pandurat leaves is the shape of like a fiddly fig, like where it's like a fiddle, like it's wide, narrow, wide. But the pandurata, we love her. So.
I love her. Okay. One plant that I'm hating right now is probably the free orchid that Jay brought from the trash. Did I tell you about this?
Yeah.
I saw it on your Instagram. Yeah.
Yeah. So I gave one away, two died, and I have one left, and I just hate it. It's dumb. Like, I don't like orchids. I'm not an orchid girl. It doesn't do anything for me, but it's there. It's surviving. And then one that I absolutely love is probably my elbow that I got from Brie. Because it's just beautiful. Yeah. And I love it.
And it's doing really well. Good.
Yeah, it's doing really well. It just put out a new leaf. So.
Very exciting.
All right, Becca, what about you?
Yeah, Bex.
I'm really hating, I just figured out that Nora and I were looking around the plant room. I was trying to show her plants to see if she would look at them. And I was looking at my Philodendron Patriciae, the one that I got from the Aquagenera pop-up. And it has spider mites.
Oh, no.
It's the year of spider mites. I got to be honest. Yeah. They are everywhere.
Yeah.
I got them. Mm-hmm.
Oof. Yeah.
That scares me. I don't know. I probably do, too.
I need to check that whole corner now, which I just really don't want to do because current life situations, but I probably will anyway. There's some plants around it that I suddenly started looking really bad and I was like, great. They probably have spider mites too. So
it's a video. It's content.
Yeah. Everything is content. I am mad at her for that. Although she is very beautiful, I am mad that she has spider mites and I don't think that she had them when I brought them in. So... Mm-hmm. I think that it just happened this in my home, which isn't abnormal. Okay. And then what I'm really loving, you guys, my Philodendron Splendid is so beautiful. It just put out a leaf that's like 8 or 9 inches long. Like it's huge. And
that's crazy.
I'm just so happy because if it's like, I know.
Hey, Splendid.
It's also one of those philodendron that you can keep organized. You know, we like to have organized plants of what Adam was talking about, how the aroids can be really like sporadic. This one is very easy to keep up a pole because the limbs are very thin, so you can kind of manipulate
and
them.
Like a like not as like they don't grow far off the plant.
They're not like rigid. So that one is just so beautiful. It's a Melanochrysum varicosum cross, and like the varicosum is, in my opinion, one of the most beautiful houseplants or just tropical plants ever. I cannot keep them alive. So this cross makes it possible for me to have like the vibes, and I'm really just so pleased with it. It's so beautiful.
Fun.
Awesome. Well, audience, thank you for joining us on this first episode of season 7.
Yay!
head over to Instagram, give us a follow over there at Potted Together. And you can follow us also individually. I'm at Not Dude. Nicole is at My Clean Leaves, and Becca is at De La Plants. Mm-hmm. And I honestly don't know how to do our outro anymore, but did that seem fine?
That sounded great.
Yeah. Leave us a review if you loved this episode.
Yeah.
Yes. You know, you did. And also if you want to hear, an extended part of this episode, you can join Patreon.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yep. Why do I have such a hard time with that word? I can never say it.
It's okay. We forgive you.
Okay, thanks.
All okay. Right.
All right.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.